Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Earlier this week, Prove Gallery hosted an innovative grassroots program by the Beehive Collective, who brought their unique storytelling, art, and activism to Duluth. Their show, Rock Bottom, The Age of Extreme Resource Extraction in the Great Lakes Region, was born from 3 months of research and travel around the Great Lakes. I spoke with Beehive Collective member Tyler Norman about the project.
A lot of folks call me Tyler B because it's easy to remember. All of us who are a part of the Beehive Collective, we often call ourselves the Bees because we chose that name because it's our work is all about collaboration and how many minds working together can create something much more elaborate and interesting and nuanced and versatile than any one of us could ever dream of doing on our own. And also because our work is not just about art, but about education, especially education around environmental and social justice issues, and inspiring people to action to make the world a better place. Our motto is that we are cross-pollinating the grassroots as we travel from town to town.
I love that. So Beehive Design Collective really combines the arts and activism and grassroots efforts.
Yeah, exactly. We create these very intricate storytelling graphics that use fable-style symbolic animal characters to tell stories about real-life environmental and social justice issues, because we want to make these topics that are difficult to understand and oftentimes extremely difficult to talk about, we want to make them more accessible to diverse audiences. And we want to make having a conversation about the grave challenges that we face.
So when you bring your work to a presentation or workshop, like you did at Prove Gallery here in Duluth on Wednesday, what does that look like?
So it's going to be like a special one-night art show complete with storytelling. This started out as an experiment, and the experiment went very well, so we just kind of ran with it. The Beehive Collective has made two graphics that have been very, very popular. One is called The True Cost of Coal, and it's all about mountaintop removal coal mining in the Appalachian Mountains and fossil fuel use in the U.S. more generally. And the other one is called Mesoamerica Resiste. It's all about resistance movements in Central America, especially what indigenous people are doing to protect their land and their communities and their culture from industrial development projects and sort of modern-day corporate colonization. I'm from southern Wisconsin, and a few years ago, I went with two friends who were both Minnesotans from the Twin Cities, and we traveled for 3 months. We traveled all around the Great Lakes region, and we collected stories about extreme resource extraction that's happening around the Great Lakes. So this specifically, what I mean by that is we talk about three different forms of recent sort of new technology that is extracting resources in a way that's extremely destructive and wasteful, more than anything that humans have ever done before. And those three things are fracking, or horizontal hydraulic fracturing for oil and gas, the tar sands extraction that's happening in Alberta and comes through the Great Lakes in pipelines. And then the third one is the sulfide metal mining that is currently happening pretty intensively in Canada. And these companies are trying really hard to move into Minnesota and Wisconsin and the UP. We don't have all the answers. So in a way, we're almost asking a question of what are we all going to do about it?
More information about the Beehive Design Collective at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen with assistance from Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. Funding provided by the family-owned Duluth Grill and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org on the homepage and under Programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.